The Kaddish begins with Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. May Hashem's name be exalted and sanctified. And the source of this beginning for the Kaddish is from Yecheskel, Perek Lamenches, Pasuk Chav Gimel, where Hashem declares, V'Yiskadalti v'Yiskadashti, I will be exalted and sanctified. And here the Navi speaks about the future apocalyptic war of Gog and Magog, when all the nations will unite in a struggle against Hashem's chosen people, and the other nations will be defeated, and everyone will acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, Hashem is great, that Hashem is the king over the whole world. So this is the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, when the whole world that believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate ruler, not just Klal Yisrael. And Kaddish is considered Devarim Shebikdusha. It requires a minyan to recite Kaddish. And the concept of being Mekaddish Hashem, Shem, sanctifying Hashem's name, well, that can be done by anyone. Every time we do a mitzvah, that we are sanctifying Hashem's name because we're doing something that's bringing greater godliness into the world, and we do something bad, that's called a Chilul Hashem. So every individual can bring about a Kiddush Hashem. But perhaps what the Kaddish is telling us, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, if you want the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, a time where leading to the ultimate redemption, when the whole world believes that Kaddish Baruch Hu is the king, the way you do that is through Devarim Shebikdusha. The way you do that is through a minyan. The way you do that is through communal mitzvos, where large groups of people are performing mitzvos together. This is what Yiskadal v'Yiskadash symbolizes, the ultimate higher level of Kiddush Hashem, when the entire community does a mitzvah together.